Well, trade will be high on the agenda this week when U.S. and Mexican officials meet in Mexico City. President Trump has threatened to pull the U.S. out of the North American Free Trade Agreement. He's also considering high border taxes on Mexican products coming to the United States. But Mexico has some leverage in the face of these threats. CGTN's Frank Contreras has the details.
When it comes to the sticky issue of trade with the United States, some Mexican officials believe one of their strongest negotiating points comes in the form of corn. In 2015 alone, Mexican purchases of corn from U.S. farmers were valued at nearly $2.5 billion. A proposal this week in Mexico's Senate would require Mexico to begin purchasing corn from Argentina and Brazil, something those countries would like to do.
In this moment,
the idea comes from Mexican Senator Armando Rios Peter. He says it's a message aimed directly at U.S. corn farmers who voted for Donald Trump.
They are the Midwestern U.S. states that are now intensely red, the ones that supported Trump. This is a sort of signal to those voters. Those grain producers and farmers that are attacking Mexico will have consequences in the pocketbook.
The senator's proposal is still a long way from becoming a law.
First, it must pass the Mexican Senate and then go before the lower house of Congress. But it does show that Mexico does have some strong cards of its own it can play when it comes to negotiating trade issues with the Trump administration.
Regional security is yet another issue that gives Mexico some political leverage with Washington. Mexico receives U.S. financing to fight drug violence, but Mexico's economy minister says his country could step back